You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think when these guys walk away, they understand what the expectation level is. I hope that they also understand our coaching staff a little bit better as well. I'm pleased with the progress we've made over the last few weeks. Alluded to it last week. We got a lot of work still to come, but we're right on track.
That's Ben Johnson. As we get ready to listen to Ben Johnson, Ryan Poles, Grady Jarrett, one of our favorites. We love to hear him speak. And also, oh, by the way, Caleb Williams, QB1. That is all happening today at Halas Hall. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score as we broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It was originally a pick six question. I do that all the time because I'm a Mullion Hoppy one. I'm sorry. Old habits die hard. Five on it. It was one of those. And the question that we all submit, and we do a good job of it. I just do a terrible job in remembering. What's the number one thing you want to see in Bears training camp? What is the number one thing you don't want to see in Bears training camp? For me, I've talked about what I want to avoid. Those red flags that Ryan Poles said he saw last season, these skips that were stepped in development, the mistakes that were made.
You just said the skips that were stepped in development. I had to really think about that for a second. I mean, how the turns table.
Exactly. The things that didn't fail to happen just because you may have thought that he didn't need to acknowledge those steps. I'm going to need you to go back and get those steps. So that's the thing I don't want to see. I don't want to see a GM be a passerby if he sees something where his quarterback isn't getting what he needs. I think Ben Johnson is going to be an excellent foil for that. That coach is going to make sure that probably doesn't happen. Either way, that is the number one thing I don't want to see in training camp.
Can I just say I love your use of foil in that scenario that you just described? Because when you think of Ben Johnson as a foil, you're mostly thinking about opposing coaches and defensive coordinators. But in the building, you want to make sure the whole steps being skipped. Ben Johnson is the foil that would keep the steps from being skipped.
He's the foil to mistakes were made.
Yes, yes. Mistakes were corrected at first sight. How about that?
He's the foil to you see what happened was.
Again, I have no problem with all the mistakes being made in training camp and you correcting them in training camp. That's what the exhibition season is for. That's what those two mixed practices are for. You know, just fix it. Fix it. We've seen too many broken things not get fixed.
And then we're like, oh, everything's fine. This team is good. 10 losing streak later.
Yeah, it's not good. SpongeBob SquarePants would not be happy with what's happened later in the Bears.
Later.
Yeah, later. So for me, when we start with, I guess, what you don't want to see, I hate to be cliche. I hate to be that guy. But let's be real. It's football. I don't want to see the injuries. Like, can't have it. Can't see it. Just protect yourself. Work smarter, not harder. I get it. This isn't the training camp of old where there's two-a-days and crazy heat and people are not getting minded like they should. This is the modern NFL. I know injuries are unavoidable, but if you could just please minimize them. Like, the last thing you want to do is come out of training camp and have multiple starters out for 6 weeks plus.
Or
avoid the pup.
Or subsequently, if it means keeping some players on the shelf longer, unfortunately, they're rookies who need help in development, a la Colston Loveland or Luther Burden, who had that soft tissue injury, then maybe you do it. Maybe you unfortunately have to have them miss a little bit more on the field because you don't think they're ready. We'll find out answers to that shortly. But you're right. That's something where don't rush guys back. And if there are players who need a little bit more time when it comes to being rested when it doesn't count, then make sure they're coming out of the gate stronger than when they came in.
So you don't think it sounds too cliche? Seriously, because I debated my answer for this question and I was just like, but let's be real. I could say one thing I don't want to see, but if people are hurt, it's not going to matter. Well, that's what I've learned.
And the other concern is when you draft players who you know are hurt. Yeah, you know, that's the piece of this. Kevin White obviously comes to everybody's mind. That is not this type of situation. But you do keep a watchful eye. Even a remembrance of Tevin Jenkins, for example, where if that's a player you're counting on, you know, does it mean Braxton Jones is out longer than you anticipate? He's a veteran. The learning curve is not going to be as big for him, even with a new offense. You know, that's a way where you're preventing injuries from at least haunting you later, right? You know people are going to get hurt. That's just life playing football. It's just a matter of how.
I just hope that, because you mentioned Tevin Jenkins, I hope he has a great, long, prosperous NFL career. Sometimes a change of scenery is a thing that happens and it works. And I hope this is the case for him. Because if you go back and look at when we looked at like the top offseason available players, he was very high on the list. That tells you like what it looks like at offensive line around the NFL as we talk about what we do and do not want to see with the opening of Bears training camp here on Raheemy and Harris. And again, injuries, it may be cliche, but I'm just being honest. That's what I do not want to see is crippling injuries in year one of Ben Johnson's regime.
Yes, but also, if your team is good enough, keep in mind the Lions had 16 players on injured reserve.
It's crazy.
They get Aiden Hutchinson back.
Is he good?
He's terrifying.
Yes. Yeah, I would say he's not good. He is terrifying. I think that was the appropriate response to the question. So
is
you're
he good?
Wrong, Robbie Trino. He's not good.
He's
terrifying.
Terrifying.
That's good. I like that.
For you.
You're not going to prove me. Like I'm down with that.
What is the number one thing I want to see in Bears training camp?
Let's talk about it.
I want to see Caleb Williams throw the ball and not care where it lands sometimes. And by that, I mean, don't be afraid of throwing an interception. If it means that you are learning the offense more, if it means that you are getting more familiar with the route trees for your receivers, if it means that you are seeing it better, don't be so concerned with throwing picks. Your head coach told you almost as soon as he was hired that he doesn't think it's as bad as a lot of traditional think had said before him. You know, complimentary football. I do not want to see complimentary football, by the way. I want to see you guys get weird. If it means that there's a learning curve and you're trying to figure out this offense and Jalen Johnson picks you off a couple times at practice, cool. Be good with it. Does it mean that you're improving as a group? Then that's the biggest, I think, objective that I have for this team. Stop playing complimentary football. Start playing weird football.
Several texters, by the way, talking about what they don't want to see. 630 and also a couple of different 630s. Acronyms. They just don't want to see acronyms.
Oh, no.
No more Coachy McCoacherson speak. They don't want it. They want any of that. And so I will say this, in terms of what I do want to see, it goes hand in hand kind of with what you're talking about with Caleb not necessarily caring where the ball lands as he's aggressive in the way he looks down the field. Before you can do that, though, I want to see offensive line cohesion. That's what I want to see. I don't know who the left tackle is that will start in the first game of the season, but regardless of who it is, whether it's Ozzie Trapillo, whether it is Braxton Jones, I want to see an offensive line that looks like they can create holes for you, me, our friends behind the glass to run through and get positive yardage. Because once you can run the football, we can do other things too.
We already have some news as we are getting word from the assembled media at Alice Hall, who is covering Bears training camp. And Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Silverado, Chevy Drive Chicago, and the number one draft pick, the Chevy Silverado. I have that truck on my mind. It is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. This just in from Brad Biggs. Bears GM Ryan Pohl says Jalen Johnson suffered a leg injury in training and he will miss, quote, a few weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Says not overly concerned about it long term. What do we say? We're okay with injuries being missed by veterans now if you don't have to have it prolonged and have something happen because you rush back later.
But it was the non-football injury list. Does this mean when he says training just like he was lifting weights or something? Is that how we're supposed to take that?
Whatever drills you're running, you know, I know he does a lot of like on-field drills. It's something he works on. So there's that. Additionally, from Brad Biggs, who talks football with you. Left tackle Braxton Jones and tight end Colson Loveland are ready to go for training camp. They will have ramp-up periods. Suddenly, we have ourselves quite the discussion of left tackle, do we not?
Well, Ozzie Trapillo is still going to get, I guess, the jump on him because he's going to be taking those early first-team reps while he's ramping up. you would think a ramp-up period could last as anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks.
I mean, we got to find out. That was the follow-up. But Jalen Johnson suffering a leg injury in training and missing a few weeks of training camp.
But the fact that the general manager said he's not, quote-unquote, overly concerned. That doesn't mean he's not concerned. He's just not overly concerned. I could be concerned, though, right? Because a few weeks, is that's not time. It wasn't a few days, a few weeks.
I remember when people were not that concerned about Miguel Amaya. He's going to be on track for August. That was the latest report from Carter Hawkins. Just so you guys are aware.
He along with Javier Assad, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Jalen Johnson thing is interesting because now it's good that they have like the cornerback depth though, right? With Terrell Smith. And you're wondering, you know, somebody told you, I can't remember who, somebody told you a breakout season was coming. A Pro Bowl season was coming. Do you remember who told you that, Layla, from a cornerback on this particular squad?
I think it was the guy who also said that the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl.
The guy did not say that the Steelers are going to the Super Bowl.
That's what I heard.
He said the ceiling for the Steelers is the Super Bowl. There is a difference there. But for Tyrique Stevenson, I predicted a breakout year. I predicted a Pro Bowl season. But yeah.
It's 8-4-7. Table flip.
Read the other text that he sent to go along with that.
Yeah, it's all caps. It's the first day. What the hell?
Yeah, listen.
No, we're not going to do this. It's the first day of training camp. This is the first day of the NFL regular season. This isn't even the first day of the preseason. This is training camp. Contrary to Marshall's speech that he gave you at the top of the show, this is very much still summer. There's no pumpkin spice from Starbucks. I'm still pretty hot outside today. This is the first day of training camp.
It can be hot in the fall.
Corn sweat is a factor in the heat today. What does that tell you about the season we're in?
Did we explain corn sweat to the people?
I think
we'll do that tomorrow. That's a topic that we should.
No, do you know how many farmers listen to our show? It's vice versa. I need them to tell us more about it.
Oh, I read all about it. It was fascinating. I was like, I like this. We should share with the non-farmers who listen to the program. Maybe there'll be halftime tomorrow. But back to the focus on the hand, what we're talking about, Raheem and Harris right now. And that is the fact that Jalen Johnson is going to miss, quote unquote, a few weeks with a leg injury. The general manager is not overly concerned. I guess I am overly concerned. I've had a few moments to process it.
I see it real time.
Like, at first I was like, maybe I'm just concerned. But no, I think I'm overly concerned.